Yo, what's up? Is he gone? You're the new Augie?
No, he's here next week. Get on with it.
Oh, for f**k's sake. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Welcome to 2025. Good to see you all again. We're still here. Well, we are kind of all still here. Our little friend Augie sadly isn't with us tonight. Gender realignment surgery can have serious complications, particularly if you're of a certain ethnicity. And sadly, I have to announce that, he's still on holidays. He'll be with us next week. Arthur's doing the page turning for us. Now, where would we start? Let's have a think. Well, I think we've got to start in the good old USA. I mean, look, the big Don and Elon, they haven't even got in behind the desk yet and they're really shaking the tree upside down. Incredible stuff. Now, who was one of the first people, one of the first victims, if you like, of the big Don and Elon, or the Dylon, or whatever you want to call them? I think it was definitely our ass of the year, remember? Good old Justin Trudeau, too sweet to be wholesome. We gave him the award last week. We thought he was going to be on his way out soon, and he sure as heck is. And watching him get trolled by Elon and Don and the whole crew has just been too sweet to ignore. Let's have a look at it up front. Run the video, Arthur.
Last night over dinner, I told my kids about the decision that I'm sharing with you today. I intend to resign as party leader, as prime minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust nationwide competitive process.
Oh gosh, we're gonna miss you, Justin. We're gonna miss you so bad. So what were, Justin's great achievements? You know, he did achieve great things, making sure that a big chunk of deaths in Canada now are by arrangement with, assisted dying. He did protect the LGBT crew, the Blue Hair Brigade. He did insist that the Nazis wouldn't be revealed, the big list of the people they gave solace to after the Second World War, in case it upset Canadians. So he did a lot for a tiny little minority. He did a lot for the tail that was wagging the dog. He didn't do much for the truckers, protesters. He didn't do much during COVID. He was a bit of an authoritarian ass, wasn't he? I think so. And you got to ask yourself, what exactly would the international community say when the president-elect, not even the president, decides that he's going to basically annex a sovereign territory, take it over, maybe the Panama Canal, maybe Canada, what else? Where else is he interested in? Oh yeah, Greenland, a vast territory full of mineral wealth. We'll talk about that in a second. I'm sure the international community would absolutely have a meltdown. I know somebody quite close to here, just up the road actually, who had a long-running territorial dispute with a bunch of Nazis who were killing his people just across the border. He warned about it for 30 years. No one listened and finally had to cross over. Coca-Cola was gone. Ford was gone. Everybody was gone. Everyone walked out. Still winning though. Shh, keep it to yourselves. Let's have a look at the big Don doing kind of just the same thing and everyone's just giggling about it. Run the video, Arthur.
I mean, I see this. I it's so incredible.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Now, they even banned poor Russian cats from international competition. Let's get serious for a second. A lot of the Western media, the client media, are calling, the big Don a lunatic. He's mad. He's crazy. He can't be doing this type of stuff. What's the reason? Well, I can tell you what the reason is. Maybe he's a very far-sighted and, smart, shrewd operator. Because guess what's in Greenland? For example, we know about the Panama Canal, one of the most strategically important waterways in history on Earth, was built by the Americans for the American Navy. Shh, don't tell anybody. But Greenland in particular. Greenland is chock full of goodies. It holds, let me go to my notes for this, 22% of the world's hydrocarbon resources. It also holds 30% of the world's natural gas and lots of other things. So maybe the big Don isn't that crazy. And that brings us to the next section. Why have they tried to whack him again? Maybe because the establishment, which he's just about to hold upside down out a window and shake, isn't too happy about him getting in behind that wheel of that truck and ramming it right into the center of the swamp. The Cybertruck. Yeah, a message? Let's have a look. Run the video.
Copy.
So, well, they tried to bump off the big Don yet again. No surprise there, you know. Our own boss here said that he may not get into the office. Margarita. And why they try to whack him, you got to remember that, you know, the establishment media, so greasily linked into the big machine, the weapons makers, they actually said that, you know, the fact that he didn't engage with a war with Russia, that World War III hasn't happened, if Trump doesn't do it, that's a failure. That's how desperate they've become. Pretty spooky stuff, right? So let's have a little talk about who exactly are these dudes, these Ukrainiacs who are trying to whack the big Don. You know, is there a connection? You know, we kind of like to do that here on the Moscow Mules, you know, tinker around, join the dots. Well, Matthew Livelsberger, 37-year-old special forces soldier with a list of awards and medals, the length of your arm, very, very specialized guy. He decided to try and blow up Trump's hotel in a, you know, cyber truck. You get the symbolism there. But with, you know, fireworks and gas canisters. It's kind of like a Michelin-starred chef serving up microwave popcorn at a dinner party. It doesn't add up. And what about his other friend? Remember Mr. Ruth, Ryan Wesley Ruth, a complete Ukrainian freak? He tried to whack the big Don too. So maybe it wasn't that hard for the FBI to work it all out. He was wearing a t-shirt that said Slava Ukraini on it. One of our favorite phrases here in the Moscow Mules. Slava Ukraini! So the sun's setting on Sleepy Joe's presidency, and you'd kind of ask yourself, what would you do in the dying days, other than trying to, you know, fund mass killings in Ukraine and in Gaza? Well, you'd probably, you know, head around the country, engage with the people, you know, shake a few hands, you know, right a few wrongs. Wrong. What Sleepy Joe has decided to do is hold a sort of parade of the damned, the creepiest bunch of motherfuckers that ever walked on two legs, turned up at the White House to get rewarded. People like Bono, my old friend, we do love Bono here, the vertically challenged little rotter who's a, you know, dedicated lover of genocide in Gaza, but has a terrible problem with the Russians. And of course, Hillary Clinton, the woman that jumped up and down, you know, salivating as poor old Muammar Gaddafi got strung up from the back of a lorry. She turned up to get awarded for it all, the biggest civilian honor for a US citizen. Not even just US citizens, by the way. The little mini rotter got it too. Let's have a look at Hillary getting Big Joe behind her. Maybe not for the first time. Run the video. Do you like that one? Oh, Joe coming in from behind. Maybe not the first time. I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe she took revenge on Bill for Lewinsky.
I didn't touch that woman. I only splashed out on a dress for her.
Literally. Look at these creatures. Yeah. And guess who, you know, Bono, that's lovely natural color in the hair there, I love it. Bono and Hillary, guess who joined them? Of course, Emperor Palpatine's son, Alex Soros, son of George, the man behind the Open Democracy Foundation, which tinkers and interferes in, you know, sovereign states across the world, no problem to you. Do what you like, pay what you like to who you like. Once you're doing the bidding of Uncle Sam, no one gives a. Just look the other way. And what do you get for it? Well, regime change, if it works, didn't work in Georgia, and a nice shiny little star. Run the video.
Accepting on behalf of George Soros is Alex Soros.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to George Soros.
Yeah, you don't say. Surprise, surprise. Always a payday when you're the stooge. And one little more interesting note on the presentation of those medals. A guy called Jose Anders, a Spanish-American chef. Yeah, maybe he's done a bit. But guess what? He's also, or was also, very good pals with Ryan Wesley Ruth, the guy that tried to whack good old Big Don. The conspiracy theories here on Moscow Mules, they're alive tonight. I feel it in my bones. There's even a photograph of them together. Don't blame me. And while the, you know, the elites are hobnobbing in the White House, completely lying to themselves, you know, these people, you know, funding the most grotesque wars this century and the last century, you know, who are these people exactly? What's really going on in the streets of the United States where you don't seem to get a chance to have an impact with your tax dollars, too busy paying it all to the Narco Fuhrer. Let's have a look at the streets of the good old USA. What's actually happening there? It does look like something from the zombie apocalypse, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't dip our nose in and have a sniff. Run the video. So it does look like something from The Exorcist, doesn't it? It looks absolutely freaky. So imagine what's actually happening on the streets compared to what's happening, you know, in the White House, in the Oval Office, you know. This is the truth, this is the reality. How much money has been spent on trying to, you know, help American communities? You've got to ask yourself that, you know, particularly if it's you that's paying the taxes. It really is an upside down world over there right now, completely insane. And of course, while the elites were in the Oval Office, little did they know that in a few hours' time, essentially, their big holiday homes up in the hills, the LA Hills, would be smoldering, to put it lightly. Huge wildfires sweeping through. Now, the fire chief, of course, in LA, in that district, just happens to be the first openly LGBTQ plus Q, whatever, fire chief, and she was absolutely obsessed with inclusion and equality. That's where maybe some of the money went before she wrote a letter saying that she wouldn't have enough money if the budget was cut to fight something like a huge wildfire. Mm-hmm. Ka-chink, enter, huge wildfire. Run the video. Insane, isn't it? It's like that. This is like something out of a movie. Some of them are creeping back. Some of the big corporate donors have started to get behind the big don, let's say, with big cash funds. But one in particular, poor old lizard boy, good old Zuck. Zuck the cook, Zuck has decided to kind of cozy up, if you like, after his Thanksgiving meeting at the Big Don's compound in Florida. He's changed his ways, particularly about freedom of speech. He's a big fan all of a sudden, you know, cozying up. Even Elon tweeted, you know, this is cool, this is good news. Basically, Facebook are now going to open the floodgates, meaning we're all going to be allowed to say what we want, despite the fact that poor old Zuck was behind the Russiagate. FBI told him, you know, Hunter's laptop is a fake. It wasn't, it was real. But Zuck suppressed the stories from me, other journalists, lots of people got slapped down, banned, thrown off YouTube. But we're coming back. And we're coming back because Zuck is suddenly the champion of freedom and free speech. And he's got a nice new haircut. Run the video.
We're gonna get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US.
It's a complete coincidence, right? Similar to X. I wonder why. Who from X now is basically running the United States? Mr. Zuck. Oh, yeah. So let's leave the pleasant and green fields of the United States of America. Yeah. And head to the even more pleasant and green fields of Deutschland. Our old friends in the Kingdom of Deutschland are having a wonderful new year. It was all very peaceful and calm. And I want you to completely turn off from Western media bias and ask yourself, what would the New York Times, the Washington Post, BBC and CNN all have said if this had happened in North Korea, in Iran, Tehran, or in Moscow, or in Beijing? Just keep that in your heads when you have a look at just how they celebrated New Year in Germany. 5 people dead, by the way, hundreds arrested, not to mention 1,000 cars burned in France. Happy New Year. Run the video. Places in. Wow, bullet cartridges on the ground. They're crazy, right? They're completely lawless, right? Yeah. Wow. Of course, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the mass immigration and the huge ghettos that have evolved, Turkish ghettos, Somali ghettos. Nothing to do with that. This is all ordinary white Germans getting out and destroying their own country. Completely, absolutely nothing to do with mass immigration. So while Germany basically melts down, you know, not just politically, industrially, you know, don't forget the big car makers, Germany's industrial backbone basically collapsing, guess where their most senior politician is? The ex amateur gymnast, let's face it, off skipping around the Middle East, of course, to meet those, the new darlings, those, what do you say, liberal jihadists, I suppose? That's what we've been told they are. That's where she was during this period of complete calm and happiness in good old Deutschland. Let's have a look at the video of her being welcomed. Now, by the way, Annalena Baerbock, it may not be the brightest journalist, or as she was, and the brightest politician, the most senior politician in Germany, most senior diplomat in Germany. Now remember, very important role, very powerful role, has to command respect, and she's a woman who's been very, very vocal about women's rights. Women got it wrong this time on the video.
Martin Eklar, die neuen Machthaber Anführer
Gott im Himmel.
Verweigern Baerbock bei der Begrüßung
waving at him. Yes.
Dieses Video zeigt den Eklat.
Yes.
Baerbock, männlich Mitglied der Delegation, reichen die Islamisten hingegen die Hand. Offenbar ein Zeichen dafür, dass auch das neue Syrien
heimatgestrittene
Muslime
forgive me.
Ist.
Sorry. And of course, in the aftermath of Baerbock's visit, you know, huge success. The man who, was worth $10 million to you if you shot him dead and dumped him outside Langley in Virginia 3 months ago, not shaking the hand of Germany's most powerful diplomat. And how did it all go from a PR stance from the new liberal jihadists in Syria? Well, as you can see, it didn't turn out too good for poor old Baerbock. She turned out looking like something out of Minecraft. She was blurred out, kind of looked like Hunter Biden's view of the world after too much magic talcum powder. And while Annalena is getting basically humiliated in Syria, back home there's a bit of humiliation going on as well. The Alternative for Deutschland, the AfD, this new resurgent nationalist party in Germany, really taking the Green Party and this rainbow coalition to task over the way they've screwed the pooch, they're coming in for a bit of scrutiny themselves. You know, they call themselves nationalists, but they're called Nazis by the ruling coalition. Marginalized by the press and attacked. And it looks like the hunter is becoming the hunted, because it seems to me that the AfD are being treated the way Nazis treat their victims. They're being attacked on the streets, they're getting disarmed, they're getting deplatformed, they're getting shut down. And there's one reason why that is. It's because the German people are turning to them for something new, for an alternative for Deutschland. Run the video. So this is the Alternative for Deutschland being attacked by the liberal left. So the left are doing all the attacking, right? Kind of like Ukraine. The left, the Democrats across Europe and across the world are the ones funding the war there. While the right in Hungary, in Slovakia, and in the US are all about stopping the war. Interesting stuff. There you go. So while in glorious Deutschland, you can beat the crap out of somebody who wants an alternative to the people who are sending billions of dollars, Leopard tanks, anti-aircraft systems to dudes drenched in Nazi tattoos, waving Azov battalion flags based on the Nazi wolf's angle, that are funding brutal battalions like Tornado, Idar, Azov, who are murdering people. You can turn that rage on people who want an alternative, call them the Nazis. Meanwhile, what are they teaching the kids in Germany? Well, let's have a think. Well, it's easy. Just because you're born with a penis doesn't mean you're a boy. No, not at all. You could decide that penis is just maybe a little noodle that dripped off the edge of your chin during tea time. As you grow older, you may decide to be something completely different. Yes, I shit you not. This is the reality in glorious Deutschland. Run the video.
Als Lou auf die Welt kam, war für die Eltern klar, dass sie jetzt einen kleinen, süßen Jungen haben. Lou hat nämlich einen Penis.
Louis doesn't like it.
Lou schon im Krankenhaus ein sogenanntes biologisches Geschlecht zugeordnet. Diese Zeichen bedeuten weiblich und männlich. Lou war demnach männlich.
Was ist das?
Ist die Sache doch klar.
Ist mein Penis.
Nee, nicht ganz. Mit der Zeit hat sich Lou unwohl im eigenen Körper
nothing, brother.
Denn irgendwie fühlte sich Lou immer mehr als Mädchen und nicht als Junge. Dieses gefühlte Geschlecht nennt man auch soziales Geschlecht.
Don't schlafen nicht schlecht.
Denn wie bei Lou das biologische Geschlecht ein anderes ist als
take
das soziale Geschlecht, nennt man
get
das
rid.
Transgender.
Transgender
egal, ob so oder so herum.
Alles klar. All is klar.
Für Lou ist inzwischen vollkommen klar, dass sie ein Mädchen ist.
Ah, everyone is happy now. Everyone's been indoctrinated. All is glücklich.
Es gibt aber auch viele andere Menschen, die das einfach nicht verstehen und Lou mobben. Sie sagen zum Beispiel mit Absicht, ey, Junge, zu ihr. Oder sagen über Lou,
er geht nach Hause.
Obwohl natürlich sie geht nach Hause richtig werbe.
This is not indoctrination.
Sehr oft sehr
traurig. It's not indoctrination.
Gleichzeitig ist sie aber auch möglich,
this is completely normal.
Ist, dass sie ein Mädchen und transgender ist.
Transgender. Alles klar, das ist gut. Was ist nas kind of was machen? Whatever that means. Basically, if you're born with meat and two veg, it doesn't mean you have to become a male. You can be anything you want to be. So we're going to leave Germany, but we're going to stay in Europe, you know, Europa. You know, the great idea of economic union. That's what the EU was all about originally. It was about making people's lives a little bit better, bigger markets, allowing people to put a few quid in their pockets and, you know, get access. It didn't mean nation building. It didn't mean the United States of Europe. And that's where it all went. And guess what else is going to in Europe? Yes, inflation, the cost of living. Ordinary Europeans who are being hemorrhaged to pay the narco-fuhrer in Kiev. Meanwhile, everything is getting a ton cheaper. Really? No, a ton more expensive. Run the video. Wow. Wow. This is the real thing. Check it out. The numbers don't lie. Crackers. Yeah, super. Yeah, for real, check it out. Wow, it's really much more expensive. Wow, super. I see, these are the real bits of nuggets of information that you get on the Moscow mules. You know, it's not all bullshit. You know, your fish and chips are more expensive now. And something that's really interesting about these little, you know, EU bureaucrats, these people are so obsessed with democracy and freedom. They really love it, okay? They love it unless that democracy and freedom applies to you guys. That's correct. So, you know, if you want to watch a TV show like Moscow Mules, that is absolutely impossible, my friend. This is complete disinformation. Freedom. We're going to protect freedom of speech by banning it. That's what they do. That's what they do all the time. Take somewhere like good old Georgia. And, you know, what is it all about for them? Well, you know, you get your stooge like Salome Zurabashvili, a French-born woman, the president, apparently, who said she wasn't going to listen to the democratic will of the people of Georgia. Who gives a shit about that? Kind of like bareback. I do not care what my voters think. We will give some money to Ukraine. You will like it or you can f*** off. Yeah? And, you know, what are they doing? What are they actually up to in the center of power, freedom, democracy, and liberty? You know, up on the Death Star. What are they doing? Huddling around the tables, sharing ancient Greek texts on democracy, freedom, and liberty? No, they're dancing around like the lunatics have taken over the asylum. Run the video. This is real. I mean, this is the end. I mean, what is it? Oh, Jesus, that is just cringe of the year for next year, 25. 25. So let's leave Europe and head to a big European project. It's not a, let me give you a clue. It's not a member of NATO. It's not a member of the EU, but NATO and the EU have given it more money than the collective whole membership of either of those over the last 2 years. Run by a 4'2" midget wearing a green tracksuit who likes Colombian talcum powder, used to be an actor, makes it up constantly, but never got elected, is a dictator, but is peddled as the, you know, champion of freedom and democracy worldwide. Where am I talking about? Of course, the narco-fuhrer. Let's go to Ukraine. And things are getting better and better in Ukraine. Yeah, it's really, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. You know, a million people are dead. The country's destroyed. The economy's screwed. The Russians are occupying over 20% of the country, and that's growing day by day, my friends. The Russians are coming, for sure. And, you know, what would be the solution to Ukraine's terrible demographic issues? You know, Ukrainian women, just like Russian women, are very, very beautiful. Belarusians too, I gotta say. So what would be the solution? Well, let's have a thinking about it. Well, some Ukrainian academics have decided the thing to do is to get men from the West, like moi, to turn up in Kiev and, let's say, do some procreation along the lines of what the Germans wanted to do to create the master race. Yes, basically, you can head over to Kiev, bang one of the poor widows of the poor Taras, who's gone east and is now fertilizing Zaporozhye. You can then bang his wife, and all will be well. Run the video. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Mima, everything is for sale in Ukraine. Everything. It's real. Everything is for sale. Shocking. So while the fantasy Ukrainian victory is still peddled by the West, particularly by grotesque creatures like Boris Johnson, Lindsey Graham, who isn't gay. I have to state that every time I talk about Lindsey, he is not gay, doesn't pay young homosexual men to come to his home and have sex with him. That does not happen, it's not true. While those kind of bloodthirsty creatures, you know, keep peddling this war, drop the draft age, you know, in their English accents, jolly good, you know, we've got to get the Russians out, you know, bullshit. Not happening. Even the French. Look, poor old McCrawlian, to great fanfare, announced the creation of the 155th Brigade. We will arm them, we will train them. Well, turns out that the 155th Brigade, when they turned up in Paris, most of them preferred the bright lights and f***ed off out of the barracks, went down the town and said, we are not going to Ukraine to die for you, motherfuckers. And the whole brigade collapsed. The other half, they did a bunk out of the barracks in Ukraine. So the whole show is collapsing. Everybody knows it. So what does await you if you're lucky enough to be voluntarily convinced, let's call it, to join Ukraine's dilapidated army? What awaits you? What kind of welcome? What kind of detailed training? What kind of moral support are you going to get? Let's have a look. Let's have a look at the way you're encouraged in Ukraine, let's say, according to the EU. Run the video. Oh. You get the beaten out of you with a pistol. So this is in the basement of some Ukrainian forced conscription center. And this is what you boys in the West are paying for. Yeah, that's where your cash is going. You pay these boys' wages. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, while poor old Taras and Vanya are down in the dungeon getting the shit kicked out of them after being kidnapped, went out for a bottle of milk, ended up in a foxhole getting shot at by an Iskander missile. Where was the narco-fuhrer? Where was the little darling of democracy? Well, he was giving a interview to Lex Fridman. Lex Fridman, a very powerful blogger, very influential guy. He traveled to meet the narco-fuhrer and took 3 hours to basically listen to him rambling like something out of Colombian cartel's storage garage. It didn't say anything very interesting, but what he did do was kind of reveal that he was probably high as a kite, stone out of his face, made no sense. Fridman didn't ask him any interesting questions either. It was a real softball interview. But something interesting was how we saw a sitting ex-failed president dictator, because he was once president, he was once elected. In 2019, he was elected by a landslide. For what? To end the war and tackle corruption. How's that going? He did something interesting in the interview. He swore like a sailor. Now, we do it here on Moscow Mules because we're, you know, we're making a TV show, but this guy's meant to be the president of a country where a million people are dead and 20% of his country is occupied. I don't think it's very statesmanlike. Run the video.
Через кордони, якщо він буде вбивати, ми введемо санкції. Ну, це хуйня. Хуйня. Вибачте. Да похеру. Похеру. От як російською було, похеру. Так і всім іншим гарантерам безпеки Будапештського мира. Всім було похеру на эту страну.
So that brings us to the end of our first episode of 2025. I've got a feeling in me waters, as we say in Ireland, that it's going to be a really interesting year. I think we're all going to burn in a nuclear hell zone, or we're going to see things improve for the better. We might see peace in Ukraine. We might see some changes with the swamp in the UK and in the US. You just never know. One thing's for sure is that we'll be here in the front row watching the show unfold and trying to make sense of the madness for you guys at home. We'll see you next week. Not a show.